29 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. And listen, it's time to have this debate. I had it this weekend with a brother that got a little irritated because I was talking about presentation is everything. And he has long dreads. I mean, he has long dreads. And one of his coworkers is saying the reason why he hadn't advanced in this company because he's the sharpest guy there is because nobody takes him seriously. Now, I didn't like the way that was put to him, but the bottom line is it's the presentation. I don't know if y'all agree with that look or whatever. I would love to ask the question, especially folks that are wearing dreads. Do you feel that you have slowed your progress in the workforce or moving forward because of your presentation of having long dreads? And I like dreads. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, sometimes in corporate America, man, they frown on it. I don't know how you feel about it. What is your take? 1-877-727-7746. Give me a call. 51 minutes past the hour. Your take, presentation. Is it everything? You think dreads are holding you back? I don't know. Tracy in Cincinnati, always the first caller whenever she can get in. Tracy, what's your comment?
Tracy, you there?
Yeah.
Trace?
Yes, I'm there. Please,
okay, there you go.
Hang up on me.
There you go.
I wish you all could have had this conversation like 15 minutes earlier when my 13-year-old was in the car, because this is something that he wants to do, and we want him to be an individual and express his individuality and all of that good stuff. But this is what we're trying to tell him, that sometimes you will not be taken seriously. Sometimes you'll be stereotyped, and he just doesn't understand that.
Well, he's going to have to, because my son, who's a senior at University of Richmond, he had them, and he caught them. Right before he went to school, because sometimes it comes with a stigma. But it's just too bad that you cannot wear your hair like that without people thinking something different about you.
Russ, you know, I've been on auditions where I've worn my hair big and curly, and people are like, "Will you straighten it?" Stuff for black people. They're like, "Can you wear it straight?" And I'm like, "But I want to wear it curly." Well, you're doing this commercial for us. We want it straight.
I think it depends on where you work. You know what I mean? It depends on some jobs. It's probably more acceptable than others. And it's up to the boss or up to that company. Do I want that look representing me?
Lachey in D.C., how you doing?
How y'all doing this morning?
Just fine. Your take?
I do agree that presentation is everything. However, if I had to cut my hair or wear my hair a particular way, I wouldn't want to work for that company. So that's just something that you have decide internally.
What if it's
your sole source of income? What if it's like a great paying job?
I said I wouldn't want to work for the company. I would work there until I found something.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Better, but if it That's came down to them saying you have to cut your hair or something, that would be a straight up lawsuit, because America has a history of forcing people to conform, and if you don't look exactly like this, then we can't take you.
How's that a lawsuit? It's my company. I may make you have to. Maybe you can't wear jeans.
You cut my hair a certain way.
Well, how is it a lawsuit, though?
Minority, and if I'm if I wear my hair natural, and they tell me you don't come in here unless your hair is
it could bad. be a lawsuit if you are fired because of your hairstyle but if they have it in their thank you for your call. I really appreciate that. Let's go to James in D.C. James, how you doing?
James,
I'm sorry,
you there?
It could be QMBA. All right, James, how you doing, man?
All right, man. Yeah, I think Tracy hit on the butt. So my son, they wanted it also. They 10 and 11. And I told them no, because they're not going to be stereotyping. And it's not a culture thing. It's a fashion thing. And it's just they just look at it as funny when you have dreads. Point blank.
Right. Gotcha. Q and VA, your comment, please. Your take.
Q, you there?
Q.
Lost you, Q. Go. We'll get back at you. Let's go to Tasha in Cincinnati.
Hi, good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
I was calling because I do agree partly with what you're saying, but then also I differ. And I only say that because sometimes all the time, presentation is key in my eyes. However, when you let people be more of themselves, especially in the corporate world, you tend to pull more out of that person. Their productivity may be different. And I think that sometimes corporate America can sometimes kind of put diversity on the back burner, if you will. And if you put it up to the forefront, sometimes you can have a much more productive workplace, a more friendly work environment and things along that line. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if I had to change my presentation for a job, and I also preach to my children, presentation is key, I will humble myself and do that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Hey, Jay Breezy at K97.5 says he used to have dreads and And I can say from personal experience that I used to get pulled over every day when I had dreads. Micah Lewis, I had to cut mine once just to get into nursing school. But whites can come to work with their hair wet and stringy.
Hey, I used to get stopped in the airport all the time. All the time.
But you looked all real weird with your dreads.
But you had to go through braids. Quarantine because you're an animal.
Yeah. Hey, Russ. Yeah. Yankatooth says the closer to white you look, the better. The same goes for women and their hair. Get in the company.
Why are we going racial?
Well, she says get in the company first and do you. Let's keep it focused. But if that's her experience for her.
Damn it. Here's my thing. Stop worrying about, you know I say this all the time, Freitas. Stop worrying about other people and worry about you.
She just said the closer to white you look, the best. Maybe that's her experience. Maybe that's her experience. One-eyed Willie, 4869, says, not only dreads, try coming in with a big-ass beard with more education than people in better positions. I had to cut my locks off, too. Yeah, I got to say beards.
Presentation.
Brad Jones says, I have a friend who had dreads and felt they were holding him back. He cut them and then began to see more jobs coming his way.
There you go.
You know what it is? It's about looking, and it's sad, looking like everybody else. It sucks, right?
Mm-hmm. It just seemed like every running back in the NFL or defensive back, they all look the same.
Well, it don't matter for them. They can do what they want.
The originality
it's a big South thing.
Every hood.
It is not.
Florida special.